Blog Talk Radio.
Your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement on today on behalf of Brother Roger Jones. So I ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, you find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will certainly rejoice and be glad in it. And not only that, we'll do all that we possibly can to find ourselves worthy even for this particular day. And then we'll give God the honor, the glory, and the praise for having the opportunity to approach him in the word, in a word of prayer. We don't have to go to one particular person and have him deliver the message. We can deliver the message on our own The curtain has been torn down, and the most holy place now is open to us, and all we have to do is just take advantage of it and call upon the Lord. This is a prayer call, basically, so we ask you to continue to call in whenever we have that opportunity open that you have some prayer requests. We also not only want you to have some prayer requests, but we're also doing that opportunity. We want you to give us some answered prayers. And I know that among all of us who are praying on this program, somebody ought to be getting something done. And God is bound to have to come through for somebody. And so we want you to, next time that the line's open or something like that, for you to do that, not only ask God for some things, but tell us that he's already come through. What the song that we just sung, you don't know how blessed you are, even in the midst of this pandemic, even in the midst of not being in church for a whole year, even in the midst of all the passing away around us and all the sickness and all the people who are caring for people. Somebody on this call has been blessed through all of this. This is not a bragging. This ain't got nothing to do with bragging on it, but this has got something to do to just say that God has brought us a mighty, as old people used to say, I said old, but I'm almost in that number myself. I'm just going to make the statement. I ain't going to say how old you got to be to make the statement. But anyway, you just don't know how blessed you are, and he has brought you a mighty, mighty long way. This weekend, I have some prayer requests myself. Because we do have people who are in the hospitals, in the hospice. We have a lot of people who at this particular time are transitioning, and of course we always want to keep them in prayer. But Brother Steve Wesson, who is a member of the Grace Free Church of Christ, texted me this past weekend and said his stepfather passed away. He's 94 years old. He passed away, and so we want to remember him and that family in our prayer. And also, some of our West Virginia members and loved ones are on the phone often, every once in a while. And Sister Glenda Collins, who in Texas, passed away yesterday morning. And then over Saturday, Sister Babe Hildreth's husband, we had a memorial service from him at the Rock Springs Church of Christ in Lithonia, Georgia. And then yesterday, we have our worship service at 10 to 11:30 most of the time on the phone. And it has been very successful. And I usually start to speak about 10:15 and get off about 11 o'clock. And so yesterday I was trying to assist a family in a funeral and with their loved one. It was in Powder Springs, Georgia. And so I was able to preach from my car yesterday from 10 to 11 something before we assisted that family with the burial of that. It's not Valentine's Day with the V, but it's a B. Mr. Valentine, he's born and raised in Nashville, Tennessee, went to Tennessee State, and all up around that area, and so that was on yesterday, and so I know that you've had some of those kinds of events. If it hasn't been in your family, it's been on the television. We have seen some people on TV that we've known a long time in the newscast, in the sports world, and in different kinds of places, who we know. They're almost part of our family. Some of them, basketball, baseball, football, whatever kind of sport you look at, there's somebody who have faced some death in that situation. And so it's all around about us. One thing that I want to make sure that haven't happened with us as members of the body of Christ is that we've had some missed opportunities. I know you got to have your social distances, and you got to wear your mask, and you got to keep washing your hands and things of that sort. But I'm hoping that we, out of all the deaths that's going on around about us, that we haven't had a missed opportunity to speak to somebody about the Word of God. or about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, or to say something that will cause them to even come to Christ. And so this is one of those things that we got to be in the trenches right now. And I know that sometimes some of us are scared to be around some people, but you go to Kroger's, and I know that you're scared to be around some people, but I've seen you on Facebook down here at Disney World, down here with Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse. And so come on now. If you don't want people to get in your business, stay off of Facebook, because you sure put everything on there. Well, how about let's go to worship, honey child. We'd be elbow to elbow up in church, and they say you can't sing out because this virus is airborne and everything. And then I'll be flipping through Facebook and everything, and you on an airplane with 500 people, shoulder to shoulder, going down to what's the name of that place where them rocks are red and stuff like that, and all the people on the side of that mountain with the pictures, I think it's Mount Rushmore, or some Russian to Moore, or something like that. And you're all over the place, but then you still got your little conviction about, well, I just don't think we ought to go back to church yet. Please give me a break. So we want to make sure that we don't miss an opportunity to say something to somebody about the Word of God. Now, in light of that, you know that that God is concerned about it. Matter of fact, the Bible says that there's not a sparrow or bird that falls from the sky that don't attract God's attention. Now, question, if a bird falls from the sky and attracts God's attention, what do you think God be doing when we die, when we suffering, or when we going through our trials and tribulations and things like that? Don't you think that we attract his attention to? Maybe you don't, but I know I'm hoping that God is looking down upon me. As a matter of fact, in Acts chapter 7, when Stephen was stoned, which was the first martyr, as they say in the Bible, because he told the people that they were stiff-necked and uncircumcised and just like their mamas and their daddies, and in rejecting God Almighty, and they stoned him. And the Bible says, and normally when you see the Bible, it says that God is sitting on the right-hand throne of God. But in that situation, in Acts chapter 7, it says that God stood up when Stephen was being stoned. Stephen's death attracted God's attention. And so I know that he's not asleep. And so the Bible responds to this idea of the death of a saint. In Psalms 116 and verse number 15, Psalm 116 and verse number 15, when it talks about the death of a saint, the Bible says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of a saint." In 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse number 18, then Jonathan said unto David, "Tomorrow is a new noon, and thou shalt be missed, because thy seat will be empty." In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 12, he says, "We will live and die in the sight of the Lord. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." In Matthew chapter 10, verse 29 through 30, he said, "The sparrow does not fall to the ground in death without attracting and noticing from our Heavenly Father." That's the passage I was talking about a while ago, Matthew chapter 10, verse 29 through 30. Why does death precious in the sight of the Lord? First, number one, death is precious in the sight of the Lord because we are saints and we are not sinners. In Psalm 9, he said, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God." Because it is, secondly, why is the death of a saint precious? It's because it is the end of all human suffering, pain, trials, and hardships. In Revelation 21, in verse number 4, he says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for all the former things are passed away." And then next, it's because it is a homegoing. It's coming time we'll be going to see and to be with Jesus. In Acts chapter 7 and verse 55, he says, when they looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, Acts chapter 7, verse number 55. At the death, the saint returns to God who gave it. In Ecclesiastes 12, verse number 7, he says, then shall the dust return unto the earth as it was, and the spirit goes back to God who gave it. In Jude 24, verse number 25, he says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with all exceeding joy, he said, to the all-wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. He says, amen. And then Revelation chapter 14 and verse number 13 says, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord henceforth, yea, said the Spirit, for they shall, and their works shall follow them. So the death of a saint, it attracts God's attention. So what should we do in response to that? Let's try to get everybody to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Why? It's because time is filled with swift transition. Naught of earth a move can stand. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Time in him, trust in him who will not leave you, whatsoever years may bring. If by earthly friends forsake you, still more closely to him we cling. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fair and bright the home in glory, your enrapture a soul shall view. Hold to his hand, hold on God's hand, unchanging hand. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. We do ask the Lord, all those families who you may be in good health this morning. We don't always have to pray for bad health. You may be in good health this morning. Maybe you may be able to run 3 or 4 miles. You may be out there running right this minute. But we do pray for those who may be going through some tragic kinds of things, health issues, things that sort. Take your medicine. Do what the doctor says. Matter of fact, go to the doctor and see what some of your issues are. And so we want to give God the honor, the glory, and we want to give him the praise, and we want to continue to pray for these families that I mentioned this morning who are already in the grieving process. I'm hoping that you have a good day. It's pretty cold outside here in Atlanta, Georgia, at the moment, at least here in Riverdale, and this must be a strawberry or blackberry winter or something of that sort. But we're going to make it through. We're going to survive it. Give God the honor, the glory, and the praise. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he is coming again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.